모든 날 그냥 엉켜 붙으스켓 가리시 읍수대 엉켜 텅트캠
of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Halalan Toiban signed a $12 million agreement with Saudi Arabia's 4J company to supply meals for Indonesian Hajj pilgrims. Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso yesterday welcomed the deal, highlighting it as part of efforts to boost exports through this scale, I should say, the small and medium enterprises or UMKM Bisa Export Program. Indonesia's exports to Saudi Arabia reached $1.7 billion in the first half of 2025, up nearly 50% from last year. Indonesia's shuttler Jonathan Christie advanced to the round of 32 at a 2025 World Championship after defeating Germany's Matthias Kiklitz in straight games yesterday. He admitted struggling to adapt to the fast shuttlecock and dim lighting at the Adidas Arena. Jonathan said he will take it step by step as he faces tougher opponents ahead. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
sama dia. Tak ada penyesalan dalam hidupku. Dan apa yang ku rasakan saat ini seperti dahulu, ku tak mengenalmu. Ketika ku lihat kau bersama dia, tak ada lagi hasrat dalam hidupku. Kepada dirimu yang dulu tercinta, tak ada lagi kenangan, takkan lagi harapan. Everybody knew you're a liar. Everybody knew you're a player. Everybody knew you were never serious with your love again. And I tell you once again, sama dia, tak ada penyesalan dalam hidupku. Dan apa yang ku rasakan saat ini seperti dahulu, ku tak mengenalmu. Everybody knew you're a liar. Everybody knew you're a player. Everybody knew
listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Rahmania Astrini. Rahmania Astrini, usually called Astri, was born on July 4, 2001 in Northampton, Massachusetts, United States. Though was born there, she is actually an Indonesian citizen. The singer and songwriter now lives in Jakarta. Her name began to be known after releasing her first single, Menua Bersama, or Growing Old Together, in 2017. After that, Astri continued to produce works that were quite well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, in November 2023, she made history in her music journey by becoming the opening act for Coldplay's concert at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. On September 9, 2024, she released a new single with English lyrics entitled Love Me Like You. This love theme song was written by Rahmania Astrini with Tricia Clarissa and Fatan Maulana as producers. Love Me Like You carries a typical 2000s R&B style with a music video featuring dance choreography by Hamada Abdul. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Rahmania Astrini, Love Me Like You. Enjoy!
I wanna tell you what I'm thinking about now. Doesn't matter what they say about us. You got me all in my feels. You got me head over heels. for you, for you. There is nothing I wouldn't do. Don't worry, boy, 'cause me and you together sounds real good.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian young talented singer Siska Saras begins early 2025 by releasing her latest single, Tak Berakhir Sama or Not End Up The Same. This is the first Siska's pop ballad song about separation, and is expected to accompany the listeners who is also experiencing restlessness. So here is a glimpse of the story behind the song and also the performance by Siska Saras. You can watch more, listen more on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, in the music program, The Session.
Tak pernah ada di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer, and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single Tak Berakhir Sama, that's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long-standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song, and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences.
Berarti sia-sia pelukanmu, bahkan janji-janji yang kita
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesia is extending its humanitarian aid deliveries to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, who continue to face a deepening crisis due to the Israeli war. Brigadier General Frega Wenas Inkiriwang, spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Defense, said on Tuesday the move aligns with the government's directive to reach more Palestinians affected by famine in Gaza. The Indonesian Air Force deployed a C-130A-1343 Hercules aircraft carrying 26 members of the Garuda Merah Putih 2 task force from Jakarta yesterday. Preparations had been completed, including 1,200 parachutes, crew documents, and other technical support equipment. As in the previous missions, the Indonesian Air Force aircraft will airdrop the supplies after departing from a Jordanian airbase. The government is also preparing to send aid to Gaza through Egypt by the end of August. Well, what a great news from Indonesia. Stay tuned for more good things, great things from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In the meantime, listener, now it is time. It's the time for us to take you back in 2002 with a song by Indonesian band Padi with the song Work of Heaven, and this is included in the album of World Cup 2002.
Filled me from my own destiny, taking away my pride, cracking me to pieces, making me
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And today we'll be talking about a game development and maybe the latest game from Indonesia. We are going to talk with the research and development at Game Developer Malang and also CEO at Club Anom Games. We have Ricky Fabriano. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me here.
Yes, so in the middle of 2025, while people are reviewing about the economy, the politics, and also the global situation, we are so interested in how far have we been in moving forward with the game industry in the country. So how would you like to say about it?
So first of all, thanks for having me here again. My name is Ricky Fabriano, and thank you for the chance of representing our community in from Malang. As for the game industry development in Indonesia, I cannot really say about, I cannot really represent everybody because the nature of game development is very, very various. You cannot compare those who have started like in from a decade ago or maybe even more before that, to the ones who just getting started in the game industry. Okay, so regarding the development, I think it's quite positive in a way that people are now starting to see game development as one of the serious industry. I mean, not just like hobby, but it also represents like the real thing, the real economic driver, because nowadays I think the paradigm in the young people moving into the tech industry is going not just limited to developing apps or developing like web services, but also people are starting to talk about games. And also what is encouraging is like during the last months of last year, there are also the presidential executive order to accelerate the game industry for the whole country in Indonesia. And I think we're just getting started, and it's encouraging to see a lot of young people, a lot of new graduates, they want to be involved and participate in game industry now.
Okay, so there's a shift and people are giving more spotlight for game. It's not only something to play, but it also a serious thing that needs to be developed in the country. And you also mentioned about that the government is quite serious about it. And yet you also said that we have just started. But is there any kind of significant change from last year to this year that you have felt, especially for our game developer community in Malang?
Yeah. As for probably I will talk about specifically in Malang, the growth is serious, and I mean not just by numbers, the quality wise, our developer here locally in Malang, I can say that the enthusiasm is high, and then people are this young graduate, a new fresh graduate, they are creating products not just for hobby anymore. They are starting to think about how to sell the games. They are starting to think about how would we deliver the product, not just for play things like for just having fun, but more like how can we sell this to gain investor, game publishers, and then eventually, I mean, ultimately, of course, we want our products to be played by as many as people as possible. And I think, yeah, from that point of view, it's really encouraging. Probably I can say that in our, like for example, in our Discord or WhatsApp community, there are more than 500 people involved. So it's all not just developers, but also enthusiasts like the media, the journalists, and then some of them are like, you know, from the animation industry. Some of them are from the music industry. Because when we talk about games, games are not just like close-knit industry, but it's more like a multidisciplinary team. So you need artists, you need programmers. That's the core part. And then you need animators. Then you need a music producer. And then you need sound engineer. And we can go more complex than that, a lot more complex than that, like in a higher sophisticated game development. People are hiring artists, like actors, and then for voiceover, and then they involved a lot of publisher, content creators. So yeah, the game industry itself does not represent just the game developers, but we have like a big ecosystem that is waiting for us, and that we can tap into, and then that we can tap into and see the potential it's growing as an economy driver.
Okay, so it can absorb a lot of job for, or create a lot of job for a lot of people, a lot of job opportunities for them. And it feels like we have been talking about economy, about the numbers and development. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about games itself. So I'd like to know, there are a lot of games in that is popular in Indonesia and also outside Indonesia. We can say the MMORPG, MOBA, and also AAA games. How far are we from creating those games? We know Indonesia have the MOBA game like Lokapala, something like that. And even talking about the AAA games, people are surprised by Clair Obscur Expedition 33. It was so fantastic, defeating the Final Fantasy series and something like it. And in Indonesia, how far are we from doing that?
Yeah, I hope we're not that far. I hope, I wish, but it is not something that we can say that we are getting closer. But we are working to get closer to that. But to be honest to ourselves, it's still a far journey to reach that. But again, but the encouraging things are probably not so long ago. There is one studio from Bandung. They are creating an original IP, and it's a good game, and it's called The X of Blood, for example. So we are starting to believe that we can do that. We can do just that. Like we utilize the 3D engine, 3D games, not just like the casual, the usual indie, quote unquote indie aesthetics using pixel arts and then 2D arts. But again, if we talk about the presentation of the game itself, it's beyond that. I mean, Steve, you mentioned earlier about Clair Obscur, right? But then again, one of the one of the most respected, most beloved games from last year was Balatro. And it was like only just 2D games. And if we talk about getting closer to the AAA and then getting closer to those crazy indies with a lot of capitals invested in it, I mean, we need to look a little bit deeper than just the visual presentation, not just about that, but probably I would say like this, the game itself is actually fundamentally offers entertainment and fun. So I think the game should aim just that. How could we deliver fun and entertainment for people, not just focusing on how can we nail it, like visually, I mean, mm-hmm. visually nailed it and wow people on the first time they saw the trailers, the video, the gameplay video. There are a lot of examples that probably people see first trailers, they are very excited, they get excited, and then they try to play the game and then just not as fun as I think it was. Yeah, in that regards, I think we are not too far from reaching that gap with the industry from the international, the global scene. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you see like the Clarop scores, those kinds of games, they are really high, they have really high production value, and high production value equals cost, and the capital speaks to if we want to achieve those kinds of level. And but then again, let me iterate that from the fun side of things, the mainstream games probably not always as fun as you think it is. There are lots of games from indie scene that offers like novelty, offers like unusual fun that you don't really get from the AAA, the mainstream.
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of choices. Like, not all people can. Do you even know Hilix?
Hilix? Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't played that.
The game is so simple, but the visual is quite disturbing for people, but it's not disturbing as in their blood or gore, but it's mm-hmm. just because it's art, it's so disturbing, people cannot comprehend it, but what I would like to emphasize in here that we agree that game should be fun and it brings joy to people. At least mm-hmm. it has to reach that one. And now I'd like to go to your company about the Clapanom Games. I heard that you just your latest game, it's Sunset mm-hmm. Drive.
Yeah.
I got from my producer, it's about visual novel and puzzle. So the drive doesn't have mm-hmm. anything to do with, like, I was talking about driving something, maybe I'm wrong, something like that. Okay, you tell me about it.
Yeah, so the game itself, the Sunset Drive, it's not really a game about driving, but it's the experience of the driving. I mean, so the game takes the perspective of not the driver, but the passenger, actually. And it is a visual novel. It is short, very short, by the way. You can play it just under 1 hour. It is a very short game that we try to emulate the experience when you go on a road trip. So we designed the game to be not stressful, to be like a fleeting game, like you can just get into the game and then watch the characters interact with each other, and then on the between dialogues you get a couple of choices, and then you pick the choices and it may lead you to some detours, so you stop, and then when you stop at some places it turns to a puzzle game. It's a pretty simple classic jigsaw puzzles that you will want to finish the pictures, the pictures, and then reveals the memory of that adventure. So it's like you are opening a photo album and then you uncover and then you remember reminiscing what happens in that particular place. So that's about Sunset Drive. And when you play it and at the end of one playthrough, you get to see, you get to feel the album. And then there are a total of 8 places. And among those 8 places, you can see that, oh, I get this one. I haven't visited this one. That what you want to makes you want to try to drive again. And then uncover all the places. And it's we put a very beautiful illustrated visuals for that, hand-painted illustrations. And from our in-house artist, which is he is also a comic artist, by the way, and yeah, so that's right. You can just play it under an hour and before bedtime, maybe just to distress and just to end your day on a positive note.
Okay, yeah, I'm googling the. How do we call it? Sunset Drive Club and Nom, and it appears that you also presented people. If listener are curious about a game, you can Google Sunset Drive Space Club and Nom, and they will bring you to the website of Club and Nom, and there is the press kit, and you can see all the visuals and also explanation in there, which is quite nice. And then my question is, talking about the visual novel, how strong? I mean. It's like a visual novel, some parts of it, right? How strong is the writing in here? Because if we take a look into, well, a very old game, which now turns into a very big anime franchise. Are you familiar with Fate Stay Night, something like that?
Yep.
Yeah. It seems that writing is also important, even a mobile game like Garden Merch, something like that. Because the writing is so strong, how confident are you with the writing in this?
Yeah, talking about writing for the narrative of the game, that is also one of the main focus in Club Anon because, yeah, everybody in Club Anon, all the founders and all the members in the studio, we grew up playing games that has good writing, that that lingers after you play it. Like when you play the game and then you keep talking about it. Then you keep talking about the characters, not the gameplay anymore. The gameplay doesn't matter. Like, for example, Final Fantasies, all those great RPGs, they are kind of like, when you talk about it, you kind of forgot how you play the game, but you kind of remember about the characters and everything. And the visual novel itself, it is one of the main elements that builds a good RPG in the beginning. I mean, like in the old days, RPGs, people are just using the elements from visual novels to really push the stories. And with Sunset Drive, and what we do at Club Anon, we want to step back a little bit because, again, as indies, we are like competing with those crazy mainstream AAA titles. We cannot go like head to head with them, right? So we want to pick one element, and this time it's the visual novel, the narrative part of the game, and we put a lot of effort in the writing. And by the way, the writing, it was written like really, the story of Club Anon, the Sunset Drive, actually, it was like, we need an antidote for our own studio. So it was like five or six years ago, in 2019, as I remember, we were exhausted and burnout from doing the project that is too big for us for that time. And usually game studios go on a game jam. We go on a game jam or we we do our own game jam just to break the routines. And we decided to let's make something that we can have fun with no stress at all. So the writings, we want to write a very lighthearted, very easy, like you can feel like it's like everyday conversation when you play the game. But at the end of the game, hopefully people will also get the same experience as us, and people will that have played the game before. They felt something that it's more than just conversations. It's more than just simple conversations. It's that simple conversations that matter, because we now live in a very noisy world. We are very busy, and then oftentimes we kind of like neglect or kind of take simple things for granted, and that's what we want to remind people who play the game, that those simple things that you may overlook or you may neglect or I don't care about it anymore or something like that, it does matter in your life.
Wow, it's so wow, the backstory behind the game itself is so deep, and yeah, we need that break from life itself, and just like you said, maybe while we are playing this too, we will also have the same healing moment just like you guys are experiencing after that very big and maybe stressful project, and finally just take a rest and enjoy your time while you can do it. Yes. Okay, it's a very fun conversation. We are talking a lot of things about the development of game in Indonesia and even your own game. Thank you very much, Ricky, for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia. We are waiting for another project, maybe from not only from the Kalapanam but also all the friends in Malang, and maybe one of you will come to the top ladder later, at least in the Southeast Asia. Thank you very much, Ricky.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. Pleasure is mine.
Other listener, that is Ricky Febriano, Research and Development at Game Developer Malang, and also CEO at Kalapanam Games. And from our conversation, we can say that game is a very serious industry. It absorbs a lot of job opportunities for people, and it is also can be a moment of reflection and fun for a lot of people. But the other thing that we can conclude from this conversation is that Indonesia might be taking baby steps towards the development of game, but worry not, we're playing our strongest part in developing these baby steps. And listeners, you can listen again to this conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Logika termasuk hatiku. Kau menggenggam ku menandangnya. Berdamai dengan apa yang terjadi. Kunci dari semua masalah ini jujur tak mudah untuk malah kau pergi. Ini soal hati bukan yang diyakini. Oh gila, tak masuk logika. Termangung hatiku. Kau menggenggam ku mana adanya.
Sendiri Corner, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pinto by Liza Aulia.